sadly. But at the end of the day, everybody will still clap with you.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Hi, this is Daniel Wolf speaking. The following episode of Dark Classes is a repeat from an earlier date, so please be aware that some references to events and dates may no longer be relevant. I hope you enjoy listening to the show again. Welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf with an hour of music for you today. And we will have an interesting show with a little bit of this and that, some jazz, obviously. But also we'll look back at a great R&B track from the 1970s and how it's been interpreted. Subsequently, we will have a couple of farewells to some musical greats who left us over the past week or so, and we will have some new music. And speaking of new music, Canadian trumpeter, composer, and vocalist Bria Skonberg has a brand new album out this week. Name of the album is What It Means. And this is Bria's 7th or 8th album, depending on how you count them. There's one that's called Introducing Bria Skonberg, which is available only in Japan for some reason. But she's been very productive over the last 15 years and has now progressed, most obviously, from being a jazz newcomer on the Canadian and international jazz scene to being a stalwart and model for younger artists coming up. Now, Bria is originally from British Columbia and now makes her home in New York City. She's played with a lot of other artists as a side woman, but is mainly known for her role as a leader in her group. So let's hear from the new album, What It Means, Bria Skonberg, and her take on the Sonny and Cher classic from 1967, which has been covered numerous times, and the beat goes on.
Supermarket, little girls
Skomberg and the Beat Goes On from her brand new This Week album, What It Means. Let's go to a veteran of the jazz world, Ron Paley, from my very own hometown of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Ron Paley was just this past week inducted into the Order of Manitoba for his leadership in Manitoba's jazz community. And if you're a regular listener to this show, you will know that A, I'm a big fan of my hometown of Winnipeg, and B, one of the reasons I am is that it is one of the major centers for jazz in Canada, Winnipeg, who knew? And that's partly because the University of Manitoba has one of the top jazz programs in the country. It's produced numerous stars who have gone on to careers both inside Canada and out. Ron Paley has been a keyboardist and a band leader there for many, many years. His career goes so far back that he has played with people like Frank Sinatra. So congratulations to Ron on his award of the Order of Manitoba just this past week. Let's hear from his album, which I think is the only album you can actually get on iTunes, called The More You Know, and it's a song about his employer, basically. It's called U of M, which is, of course, University of Manitoba. Here's Ron Paley. Thank you. So that was veteran Winnipeg keyboardist Ron Paley. Congrats again on that Order of Manitoba induction. And let's go from a very senior member of Canada's jazz community to a new release from a just debuting member. I shouldn't really say just debuting. He's been around for a few years, but he has just released his debut single. And the artist I'm talking about is the guitarist, originally from India, where he trained initially as an electrical engineer, but has a strong sideline, and I think it's actually his main activity now, in music. He's a jazzology alumnus and has just released, just over a week ago, a single, not an album, called Town on the Hill. Dwight Hathi. Thank you. That was Dwight Hathi and Town on the Hill. Now, as always, we've had to say goodbye to a couple of people who have been very influential in the music scene over the decades, and I'll get to the second one after our halftime break, but the first is Duke Fekir, who was the last surviving member of the Motown band The Four Tops. They were together from the 50s on. Originally, they called themselves the Four Ames, but their producer decided to change it to the Four Tops to avoid confusion with the Ames brothers. They had a number of hits with Motown through the 60s and early 70s. And again, Duke Fekir was the last surviving member and just died a week ago today on the 22nd of July. I'm going to play two tracks by the Four Tops in succession without further comment. The first will be one called I Can't Help Myself, otherwise known as Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. And the second will be the team-up between the Four Tops and another Motown great, the all-female Supremes, led by Diana Ross. And that will be River Deep and Mountain High, a work also done famously by Ike and Tina Turner. So we'll hear from the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, followed by River Deep, Mountain High with the Supremes. Then we'll take our halftime break and be back with more music here on CFRC 101.9 with the show Dark Glasses.
And it's Utilities Kingston is reminding you, while natural gas is a safe and reliable fuel, you should know the rotten egg smell of a gas leak. Before we deliver natural gas to a home or business, we add an odorant which gives it that sulfur or rotten egg smell to help detect leaks. If you smell gas, leave the building immediately and call 911. And remember, carbon monoxide alarms are now required in most homes by law. For more information, please go to utilitieskingston.com.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Classes on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Just before our mid-show break, we heard a little bit of a tribute to the late Duke Fakir, the last surviving member, till a week ago today, of the Four Tops. Now we have another farewell to note, and that is somebody who also died a week ago, and that is the godfather of British blues, John Mayall. It's difficult to overstate John Mayall's influence on music in the 60s, 70s, and later. A self-taught guitarist, harmonica player, and keyboardist, his career spanned 7 decades. And let's look at some of the people he influenced. For a start, Eric Clapton was a member of John Mayall's band, The Bluesbreakers, for many years before breaking off to form Cream. Who else was in the band? Well, 3 members of Fleetwood Mac: John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, and Peter Green, who never made it quite to the big career success of Fleetwood Mac in the late 70s, but was certainly one of its founding members. All of the above played with John Mayall. So, let's go to some classic John Mayall and the Bluesbreakers from a performance at the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal. Here's Parchment Farm.
Did no man no harm. Well, I put that card in the left for soccer. Well, I put that card in the left for soccer. Well, I put that card in the left for soccer with a drug gate shotgun at my back. Well, I may be here on the night. Drink my wine. Thank you.
Shoot my wife.
That was the late, great John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Parchman Farm. That song, by the way, was originally written by Booker T. Washington White, better known as Booker White, and it is autobiographical. He was a Delta Blues guitarist of the 40s who served some time at the infamous Mississippi State Penitentiary, which is known as Parchman Farm, and other people have covered that song, I think most notably in the jazz genre, Mose Allison. So, let's go now back to some new music and a really nifty new collaboration between husband and wife team Alicia Olatuja and Michael Olatuja. Now, Michael is a jazz bassist, both upright bass and bass guitar. His wife, Alicia, however, is actually more of a conventional opera singer, classically trained mezzo-soprano, and the two of them have collaborated before, but they've just released a brand new album called Olatuja. And we're going to give a listen now to a track from that album, and the track is entitled Gold and Silver, Olatuja.
It's over on the other side. It's over. It's
Michael and Alicia Olatuja and Gold and Silver from their brand new release, the self-titled Olatuja. So Mavis Staples just marked her 85th birthday about 3 weeks ago. And if you don't know who Mavis Staples is, well, Mavis Staples is the last surviving member of the Staples Singers, one of the leading R&B groups of the 70s. And the group had a number of hits, but the one that was the biggest crossover, and I think is one of my very favorite songs from the early 70s, is Respect Yourself. And what I'm going to do, because I love playing old pop, R&B, and non-jazz hits, followed by jazz interpretations of those hits, what I'm going to do is, first of all, play Mavis and the Staples Singers version of Respect Yourself, and follow it up straight up by the late, great Herbie Mann, the jazz flautist, who died in 2003. And this was from a live album Herbie Mann did called Hold On, I'm Coming. So two versions of Respect Yourself. First of all, the Staple Singers, then Herbie Mann.
Put your head over your mouth.
We just heard two versions of the R&B classic, Respect Yourself, the first by the Staples Singers, consisting of Mavis Staples, who is the last surviving member, and her family from back in the early 70s. And then we followed it up by a more recent take by Herbie Mann, not that much more recent since Herbie died in 2003, and I think that was actually released shortly after the original Staples Singers version. Anyway, that's going to do it for today's program. Hope you've enjoyed it. My name's Daniel Wolf. The show's name is Dark Glasses, and I'll be back with more of the same next week. Next week will be my last new show before I take my usual August hiatus, but don't worry, the show will be back in September. However, one more show to go till I get my own little break. So, meantime, catch you next week. Until then, keep cool and stay safe. You got it made with a guy and she don't know.
Right, it's 7 o'clock, and you're tuned in to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, your community radio station, playing all kinds of music, styles, and airing underrepresented voices, giving you diversity of, you know, news.